Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Bryn Hesse, and joining me, per usual, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how you doing today?
Yep, I'm excited, and I know, you know, today's football. You've actually got a football fact, so I'm going to stay away from the football facts. Yeah. But I'm pumped for football season.
It's a great day. It's Thursday night football, week one of the season, and it's our Kansas City Chiefs
playing. Kansas, and you're wearing the shirt and everything. Yep. And not only, go ahead and tell everybody, where are you going?
I'm going to the Chiefs game
tonight.
Going
to the Chiefs game.
So I'm going to be heading out of here around 3 o'clock. Cody's going to be taking over the rest of the afternoon show for me. But, yeah, very excited. But, Noah, we'll let you go ahead and get started with your Did You Know show.
Yeah, so yesterday I kind of talked about a president, and I saw something kind of cool. So what's one of the most known presidents of the United States?
George Washington.
Okay. Well, yeah, he is very known. But another one.
Abraham Lincoln.
There you go. Abraham Lincoln, right? He did a whole bunch of good stuff.
Yes.
So there's a bunch of facts here. I'm just going to give you this one that I thought was kind of interesting. Not only was he our president, but he also was the only president to receive a patent.
Really? What did he get patented?
So he actually patented a thing to deal with boats, okay? So Lincoln, even though he obviously was a president, he did a lot of good things for the country in those times. He actually had a lifelong fascination with machinery, and he tinkered a lot with mechanical devices and tools. He also spent a lot of his time traveling and working on riverboats that sailed along the Mississippi River and other waterways. So he kind of knew into the boat things, ran into problems and things like that. And he knew that these riverboats, because of being on them so often, they were actually prone to breaching when the shores were really shallow waters. So in 1848, while Lincoln was actually serving his sole term in the U.S. congressman, a boat was traveling home to Illinois, and it got struck on a sandbar, forcing the captain to empty the barrels of cargo on board so he could use them for buoyancy to lift the ship back on the water. So it got a hole in it. He had to, like, tie on these empty barrels on the side to keep them afloat so they can continue going. So this actually sparked an idea in Lincoln's mind, who spent the congressional break working on a design for inflatable bellows that could be attached to a ship's hull to lift it over sandbars or other impediments. Mm. So he obviously scaled the model that he originally created, and he submitted the idea to the U.S. Patent Office, and in May of 1849, he received that patent, number 6,469. Although his flotation system has never actually been put into practical use, he still technically owns a patent.
Yeah, just never ended up.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing ever really came of it, but
yeah, it never came
cool
of it.
Idea.
And I guess nowadays we really our ship's a little too heavy for those.
But it is a cool idea. I like that. Yeah. Oh, he's a smart guy, Honest Abe.
Oh, Honest Abe.
Well, good for
him.
He
left us too early.
Yes. Now for my Did You Know, like we were talking about today, opening night of the NFL season. Kansas City Chiefs are playing week one, and that's because they won the Super Bowl, right? It's always the defending Super Bowl playing in the opening night game. Well, did you know that the Kansas City Chiefs had the longest gap in NFL history between Super Bowl championships?
Really?
Yes. So the Kansas City Chiefs won the Lombardi Trophy for the first time in Super Bowl IV. That was the 1969 season.
Super Bowl IV.
In 1970, they beat the Minnesota Vikings 23-7. Then they didn't win another Super Bowl until Super Bowl 54, when they beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20. So it was exactly 50 years in between Super Bowls, which is the longest gap in NFL history. Now, of course, thankfully, the Chiefs didn't have to go much longer between the next gap, as they are coming off Super Bowl 57 championships, and hopefully it'll be an even shorter gap this time if they can go back-to-back Super Bowls. But, of course, the season a long way away from the playoffs in the Super Bowl. But
so that the Super Bowl IV was what year?
It was the 1969 season. The Super Bowl happened in 1970.
Okay, so actually, this is crazy, you know. The Jets are garbage, or they've been garbage. They got a good they're rebuilding. They're in a good – you know, they've only won one Super Bowl.
And it was Broadway Joe.
It was just before.
Oh, yeah, that was Super Bowl III, wasn't
it? Yep, Super
Joe
Bowl
III. Yeah.
So –
well, if
the Jets
win the Super Bowl,
they'll take the longest gap,
yeah.
Huh? I'm kind of. We'll see.
They got to win. They
got a lot of work.
It's easy to go along the years without winning it. It's hard to actually win it.
Yep. But, they're in a really heavy.
Tough division.
Yep. So it'll be. I think this year is going to be a pretty crazy. No,
it's
going
to
be.
It's always fun to have NFL back, and I definitely think there's a lot of storylines this year. So we'll be looking forward to NFL. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking a lot of sports with you here on KCHI. But of course, as we do every day, we'll be bringing you the Did You Know Show once again tomorrow. Stay tuned for another episode.